Hey, what's up? Welcome to the What More Can I Say podcast. We are on episode 11.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yep.
Hey, I am your host, Tom Capone. Let me introduce my co-host. First up is ladies first, like always, Kiki. What's happening?
What's poppin', y'all? I'm just out here trying to stay entanglement free. You feel me?
And my little brother, what's going on, Zach Boog? What's happening, man?
Man, nothing, brother. I'm just a skinny man season. We winning right now. We ain't hot. Still wearing jackets inside because, you know, us skinny dudes, we got low blood, so we'll be a little chilly.
Yeah.
What you sipping on, Zach? What you sipping on, man?
Man, you know, nothing but the best. Tequila pears with a little lemonade. You know what I'm saying? That's my pears. You know, grab that any day. It's smooth. It's refreshing.
Zach.
And they pay me, as you can
Zach.
See. Yeah.
Zach.
You tried it.
Okay. You getting some checks on the pod, bro? You
getting some checks on
the pod. Cut us in, Zach. Cut us in. Cut us out. Quit playing.
Quit playing. A little added value. Like, yo, you know, I'm going to put y'all in this podcast. I already got you know to keep. Well, how about this? Hennessy, of course, you know, that's what I'm drinking. I hadn't shouted out. There we go. And no, I'm not cutting y'all in because I had this before y'all.
Right. We know. Tone loves the Hennessy, baby.
Absolutely, man. We all entanglement free right now, but we're about to get entangled into these topics. All right, y'all. It's been a crazy week. Crazy week. Everybody got a chance to really, really, really grab onto the Red Table Talk and watch it. It was only like, what, 15 minutes or so?
Yes.
Kiki.
Yes.
I'm gonna ask you, how do you feel after seeing the Red Table Talk?
You know what? At first, I was sad. I was worried about Hot Girl Summer. You know what I'm saying? And then Jada just revived the whole thing for all of us. The City Girls are up. We are up. Cheers to all my City Girls because Jada had her main dude sit down and interview her about her sad dude. Baby, we winning. We winning. Yes, girl. So I enjoyed it. It was refreshing to see that it wasn't a woman sitting at the table looking like she was about to cry. I love Will, but he just had to take that one for the team, and he did it like a champ. So salute to Will, too. It was a great thing to watch. I loved it.
Zach, after watching the Red Table Talk and looking at Will's face, during this whole thing, how did you feel? I didn't even like the way Will was dressed, bro. I feel like he was dressed like a victim.
Yeah, he did. He didn't even have no belt on in his belt loops. Did you see his loops just hanging out, just beltless? But I'm going to say this. You know, you're no longer a city girl when you're over 50. If the city girl's lead representation is 50-something years old, let me tell you something. Y'all, them is city. City elders. That's what them were. She's a city elder. And after watching the Red Table Talk, it was three things that I took from it. One was August is still weak for telling. Okay. You don't tell. You don't tell. Even if you don't win, even if you don't come out on top, The light skin got the best of him. He got sensitive. Had to let it all out. Okay. Second thing I found up is, like I said, I want y'all to both give me my credit.
What?
Especially you, Tone. And didn't I say, I said that Jada took advantage of him. I said he came for help.
Child.
He was right. Kiki, he was right.
I was right.
It was a little predatorial.
It was.
No, it's predatory. Not. No. Dudes date young chicks all the time. He shouldn't have been messing
with him. But he was suffering.
He was suffering, Kiki.
He was hurt. He was popping pills. And she saw his weak mind and took advantage of it.
But when Stevie J did it, it was funny. It was Jocelyn got on the bus. Everybody was cool with that.
He couldn't take advantage of Stevie J. Jocelyn, she's
I'm
up.
Just saying, y'all hold women
face.
To it.
Ain't nobody take advantage of that face.
It's not fair.
Here's the last thing she did. She basically gave Will has a sign on his face right now that says, hey, ladies are looking at him like, I will be the get back chick. Oh, he got the ultimate green light. He can do whatever he wants. Will Smith can have butt naked sex in Broadway in New York City with everybody watching and won't nobody say nothing. He won't lose nothing. He said, I'm gonna get you back. He said, you got me up here looking like a sucker. I'm going to get you back. And it's not just because she cheated, because they both done their thing, but the public humiliation is what he's saying. He like, you ain't got your hoes in check.
Yeah.
You ain't got that's
it. Yeah, you could tell he was pressed about that. He was hot.
He was pressed. He was like, you got me looking like a sucker out here.
Yeah.
He said it. He was like, I feel like that dude, you know, like I'm at the press conference. He said it.
And you now,
let me ask you guys, let me go here, right? There was two things in it that made me upset. Two things. First of all, Zach touched on it, that he told. August told. That's a no-no. That's why it's suspended. People have been DMing me and putting stuff in the comments. I blocked a bunch of people talking about August was telling his truth. When a man tells his truth, you become an entanglement. When women tell the truth, you, yeah, sis, tell your truth. Women can, it's men and women can't do the same thing.
Right.
Secondly.
What?
Facts. It was facts.
Secondly. We can't, when women tell, they say, yeah, sis, tell your truth. When dudes tell, you become an entanglement. And now a laughing stock of the industry, unless he comes out with an album called Entanglement. But that's a whole other story. Shout out Ross.
He has to.
If he makes a song called Entanglement, it's gone. It's,
it's going. Yes. It's going crazy. Yes. He needs to be in the studio right now.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
With a whole bunch of entangled beats possibly playing. Yes. He needs to get in there with Babyface.
Yes.
He needs Babyface to write it. It's going to go flat.
Yeah.
Immediately. Okay, so check this out. Now, there was one nasty part about the whole interview. One. Did every time I went back, like, did I hear that right? Will Smith called August Alsina by his nickname.
Oh, that was weird. His
baby. That was weird.
That was weird.
He said, Aug. I said, Aug, you can't call your wife's side guy by his nickname and she gave him.
That was weird.
That made me uncomfortable,
bro. Someone was very strange about that, Zach. And there's rumors, you know, that they all was having fun. I don't know. But you know,
uh-oh, we try to get that. There you go. Kiki, it's your turn. Try to get the podcast. We just started potting. We're trying to get us canceled.
I'm just telling you what I heard. You know, that's what the street's saying. So, you know, because you don't call no dude Aug and you can smash my wife.
Now, he can't call me. Here's why he called him Aug.
Why?
When he came to the Smith family, he was broken. Like I said before, he came to them for help. So Will was helping him too. He thought he was in the family. He thought it was the family affair. But what y'all need to realize is Will said, hey, I was done with you. I thought I was never going to talk to you again. Will didn't give a damn about Aug. You can tell he's still not mad at Aug. Most dudes would be like, bro, you ain't going to call that man Aug in front of me. He does not care. Only thing Will is mad about is that he's embarrassed right now. That's it. Will may still get a divorce. And not because she cheated, because you got caught and you slapped.
I think they never going, when they
said bad marriage for life, I was like, I think it's just like they said, they life partners. I feel like August Alsina fell in love. Jada Pinkett got sunshine in her jeans. She made that dude fall in love. And like on Harlem Nights, my mom never coming home again. He tried to take all, what he wanted to do was take Jada Pinkett from Will Smith, which somebody should have told August Alsina, you bumped your head. I don't know how she might tell you whatever she's telling you during sex, but that's the dude that did I Am Legend. That's the dude that did Bad Boy.
Right. That's Will Smith.
Yes.
But he was blinded.
He was blinded.
You got to understand, Jada got that. I told y'all, when you're dealing with a cougar, they got cougar vagina. And you got to understand that it has been marinating in a crock pot for years. 20-something more years.
She just wanted to feel good again. So you know what? August was ready for that young boy.
That's nasty. Mm.
Yeah.
That's that. And he became an entanglement. All right, let's go ahead. This is one of my favorite things that happened because it kind of it resonates with me right here. And I'm going to go to Zach first.
Uh-oh.
Moneybagg Yo and Ari. We've seen their relationship.
Yeah.
Moneybagg Yo buys Ari a Ferrari truck, which are like $300,000.
No, Lambo.
Lambo truck. Something outlandish. Crazy. The baby mama, China, gets mad, goes on live and says that Ari shouldn't have never got that big of a gift. She hasn't known him that long. How you feel about that?
That's not China's business. That's not China's business. And I'm sorry, China, as long as he's taking care of his responsibilities. I'm not sure of their situation. But if he's taking care of his responsibilities, giving China the money that she needs to take care of their child, that's his only responsibility. You do not get to judge what gifts I give the person I'm dating. You know what I'm saying? And another thing,
spoken like a married dude.
She said Herman. She said we all Herman. I was like, she's like, yeah, I'm Herman. I said, you a Herman? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, no,
don't judge it, Kiki. How do you feel about this? You being a woman, if you were in China's position, how would you feel?
You would never catch me in China's position as far as getting online about, you know, somebody else. Because, Chad, you bought her a Lambo truck. My new man bought me a Lambo truck. So we all ride Lambos together. So I wouldn't be there. However, and I would never give the new chick the satisfaction to know that I'm pressed by anything he bought you. Mm-mm. However, when you
suffer in silence.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how prideful I am, okay?
You're going to cry when you get home.
I'm going to drive my Honda, honey, in secret. Ain't nobody going to know about me. As long as the check's coming on time. However, when you look at Miss China, you kind of understand why she's speaking out on the internet. Baby girl look like that was, you know how dudes had a first baby mama before they get on?
Oh.
And your first baby mama always keep you humble as far as like.
Kiki came to pod tonight.
Just keeping it
you
real.
You came to pod.
You want to know?
Since Kiki opened up the gate.
Come on, Zach. Because if you want to know what a dude really, his beginnings was really like, look at his first baby mama. That China will look, humble you. China that will like humble me. You.
China look like me.
Y'all, I swear we just got fans. Y'all just want to let me add some a person that's got a baby mama and then talk to all of the dudes that will try to pull this on their baby mamas. Don't do it, fam.
What?
Moneybag Yo has just bought himself problems for a long time. I'm gonna tell you this. You more than they know what it is, you gotta understand what a baby mama is. You're attached to her for the rest of your life. Ari is just a girlfriend right now. Mm-hmm. Right now. Now if this is the gift 3-4 years in, can't really say nothing. Cause you never know. Like you can say he can easily get away, say, yo, she might be my wife. You know, we in that moment. But the new girl that's only been around for like a year, you grab her the most expensive gift that you've ever gotten anybody.
Yeah.
That causes problems. Fam, if you want problems, get your new girl a more expensive gift than you ever got your baby mama.
See.
Watch what I tell you. She gonna bring it up for the rest of your, he tied to her for 18 years, at least. See. At least. No. I ain't messing with that. I like happiness. Nah. The new girl ain't getting nothing.
So what she had done, Tom?
Got her something nice. He could have got her a watch. He could have got her anything. He could have a $300,000 car, which is arguably the hottest truck out right now that everybody get. Nah, you're not doing. No, that's my baby mama. I got to be with her too long. No, I'm scared of my baby mamas. I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't going.
Look. You know, Tone is the coach of how to keep everybody happy as far as the baby moms are concerned. Tone, like, I'm not bad, none of y'all nothing. So that way, nobody can compare. Ain't nobody getting nothing. It's all for me. We know that about Tone. However, Moneybag Yo, it's new money. So it's levels. You know what I'm saying? It's levels. And as you go, you want to splurge. You want to show out. You know what I'm saying? He had to go. Herbo bought his new girl a Benz truck. So Ari probably was like, well, I want the Lambo truck. You can't buy me what, you know. So
no.
Yo had to flex
no.
Me.
What happens if they break up? Kiki, you are speaking irrationally.
No.
If they break up, I guarantee you, he is going to hear about this Lamborghini truck forever. You remember you brought the new girl a Lambo truck and she gone with your truck. Blah, blah, blah. I'm here with your kid. The most important thing in your life. When a woman says, I'm here with your kid, I have the most important thing in your life, how do you argue with that?
You can tell Tom been through this before. He too bad.
You can tell.
This hit me in my heart. I look. I don't want no smoke with my baby mamas. I want no smoke. I'm like, yo, whatever y'all say goes. And if the new girl gotta go,
no. You know,
what if he get his baby mama one? Does that make it okay?
Yes.
Now we got a problem. Now the new girl has an issue. Cause why you back? What?
Because no. Now that's a no-no. Look, you can't argue what I do for my baby mama, Kiki.
Yeah,
what?
Same
role. I'm your woman. You gonna tell me what?
9 months though. That's all you got in the game. You ain't got no skin in the game. You got 9 months.
Equity.
Nope. Money bag, you did right. Baby, you did right. You bought a Lambo truck. These other guys, y'all need to take a clue from Money Bag. You know what I'm saying? You want to treat your girls good. We all would like a Lambo truck.
So all right, go ahead. And that double, they're going to come double that child support on your ass, too. All right,
man. And the thing is, Money Bag, yo, you can tell he's excited because you got to pace yourself in a relationship. Yeah. Yeah. You don't jump out there the first 9 months getting Lambo trucks. Because what you going to do next year on the birthday? You're going to buy a house. Then next you got to buy an island. You got to keep, like, the thing is, man, you got to keep them gifts low and inconsistent. That's how you build consistency.
Look, Kiki, you got to understand. That's what guys got to do. You have to think, all right, I got you a purse this year. Now, I got you a Gucci purse. Now I got to be like, all right, maybe I can get you a Louis purse with some shoes. Mm-hmm. Now you think about next year after that. Now it's a Louis purse, shoes, and a watch. And then it's you just got to think.
You got to
build up. You can't just jump out. I'm telling you. What is he going to get her next year, Kiki? What's the next gift?
Here's the gag. This is why the city girls tell us to go in and get everything you can get right at once. They probably won't even be together next year. But guess what? I got a Lambo truck. Okay, guys, go back with your baby mama and be humble with her. But I got me a Lambo truck. So, you know, they probably won't even be together next year. So that's why, you know, these young girls are coming in these relationships, especially with these guys with new money. You know what I'm saying? It's new, it's flashy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let me go ahead and move to something that's a little bit, not even a little bit, a lot sad. Naya Rivera, their body was found. How did you guys feel about this whole story? We all know what happened at this point. How did you guys feel? Jump in there, Kiki.
It was horrible. It was so sad because at 4 years old, you just, a baby left in a boat, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you just wonder what was the last thing he saw? You know, what was the last thing she said to him? It was just, this is a tragedy at all costs. And it's just like, 2020 has just been full of this type of stuff. When you think about Kobe and how, you know, it's just like parents losing children and children dying, and it's just all tragic. Yeah. And I feel so sorry. And she was so young, 33 years old. A 4-year-old baby. She has so much more life to live. So prayers go out to the family and everybody. But that's just tragic and horrible. And I just feel so bad for the baby.
Right. Yeah. Zach, you got anything you want to add on to that?
I mean, Kiki said it very well. I mean, absolutely. I feel sorry for her friends, her family, you know, that 4-year-old child. And I am curious to exactly what happened, you know. Was it a drowning? Because some people are saying like it may have been a suicide, because they said that the baby was found with life vest on, you know, in the boat. So, and it kind of was like she didn't have a life vest on, and it just seemed like it may be something like that. But at this point, whether it is or it wasn't, she's not here, and that child has to grow up without, you know, a mom. So, you know, I just, my prayers go out to the entire family, bro.
Yeah, I think my point of the whole thing is, it's really just, especially the way it lines up, it kind of feels like it was a suicide. And what I was saying earlier on the radio and just with friends talking about it, you gotta speak positive things on people's life, even though it may be the strongest person that you know, and they've gone through a ton of things and been able to go through all of these different things. If you know one of your friends or your family members, somebody's going through something, yeah, not saying you can't be a Dr. Phil and make somebody feel good, but a couple positive words to somebody could change their attitude.
Yeah.
It really could. And it reminds you to check on people. And like Kiki said, it really is another thing that we have to notch on to 2020. Like, damn. For real.
Yeah. And it's some things that you just, you know, we look at celebrities as if they haven't made, you know, just because somebody's rich or famous or got money or, you know, that doesn't mean their mental health is intact. Yeah, so mental health is so, I mean, I've never heard the words mental health so much. Actually, I learned a whole bunch of new words in 2020. Mental health, I didn't know what quarantine meant until now. Pandemic is a new word that I learned. And what's the other one?
You are destroying
entanglement. Yep,
you're destroying TSU's. Like, I don't know, what did you do when you went to Tennessee State, Zach?
Jeez. Well, let me say something, man. That's that Gary Public School education. You know what I'm saying? GP.
Now you down at Gary? Oh, Zach, we really just got this pod off the ground, and for some reason, y'all want to just get it destroyed.
I love Gary.
Somebody already to mess with they messed with episode 10. Episode 10 got messed up. It's
I know.
Y'all going crazy. But let's go ahead and do this. Chance supported Kanye, basically saying, hey, man, look, you know, y'all trust Joe Biden more than you trust Ye. Now, I know, Zach, you got something to say about this. This is nuts.
I honestly get what Chance was trying to say. But Chance has a different relationship with Kanye than we have. You know, Kanye gave Chance his biggest album. He looks at Kanye a different way. His kids play with Kanye kids. So he sees a whole different Kanye West than we know. And by that relationship, and you can tell that Chance is a very loyal dude. So with that relationship, he's like, hey, my brother, he better than Biden and Trump. You know what I'm saying? Which I totally understand, Chance. But right now, it's not the time to be playing like that. I tell y'all, I'm not one of those people who's against Kanye for president. I am against Kanye for president in 2020. Like, completely against that. It's too late. I've been saying that. Like, maybe if he tried or, you know, really campaigned, really had a plan. Did you know what he said his plan was, Tom?
What was his plan? What was his plan, dog?
Break it down, Zach.
He said he want to run the government like Wakanda.
Wakanda? The fictional
and Black Panther. Yeah, the same principles of Wakanda and Black Panther. Even if you like those principles, that shouldn't be a reference. You shouldn't come out there and be like, hey, yeah, like the Disney movie. Bruh.
Yeah. And no way, bro.
Yeah.
Kiki, what you got? I mean, all right, you know what Chance said. You think Chance is on to something? You think he's got a point?
Listen here, okay. Trump is president, so.
Listen here.
I'm just saying.
Trump he sounds like I say, listen here.
So. Anybody can be president. That is a fact, okay? If Trump can do it, my four-year-old nephew can do it, okay? However, I feel like when it comes between Chance and Kanye, it's like with me and Ja Rule or me and Omarion. Nobody really cares about them anymore, right? But I will fight for Omarion and Ja Rule to the death. Those are my favorites. I will back them up no matter what. I will argue with y'all all day. That's how I feel Chance is about Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, this argument means
nobody cares about him anymore.
I mean,
she just gave him the most sideways-ass compliment ever.
She said, I love them. Nobody cares about Chance. Nobody. I mean, Omarion or Ja Rule.
I'm just saying, as somebody who is always defending Ja Rule, when everybody in the room is like, Kiki, shut up. No one cares. But I do. And I
Kiki,
feel like that's how Chance...
have Ja Rule conversation?
All the time.
Who's bringing that up?
Who's arguing with you about Ja Rule?
Why are y'all arguing about Ja Rule? That's the point. What happened to bring up how did Ja Rule become a debate?
Right. When did this happen?
That's so funny because it really be like that. Nobody. And then here I come just like, yeah, because Ja Rule had all the hits. You know, that's literally how it be. Nobody asked Chance for an opinion. He just came out of nowhere and was like, why y'all not voting for Kanye? That's literally how I be. So I felt Chance. I understood what he was going through. He just was like trolling the internet. He probably saw some Kanye bashing and he didn't know how to control it. And he just outbursts. But one thing I love about Chance is once he got up there on that hill, he said it in a tweet. He was like, okay, I don't know how to come down from where this hill that I done built of me trying to support Kanye. So he understands now why that's just not good for 2020. But, yeah. You know, he was willing to take the argument, and that's how I rep Omarion and Ja Rule. So, yes, I understand.
How did so
Omarion and Ja Rule get in at random? They are not on the show notes. But
I will bring them up anywhere at any time. That's how much we I love see. Them. Okay, sorry.
We see. We see. I just said Chance is just – Chance is tripping. I love him to death.
Yes.
He tripping. He understood it. I have really nothing else to say, but, like, come on, bro. We not voting for Kanye, and I didn't even hear the Wakanda comment. I'd have been mad and say, wait, you want to run the government like the fictional places on Disney?
Right.
I'm not going, bro. No, we're not gonna fight to the death to find out. We're not going to argue and fight at a waterfall to figure something out. We're not going to do that, man. let's get to this. All right, Marriage Boot Camp. All right, Marriage Boot Camp is the reality show everybody's been watching. Hi, yes. Kiki, you are our resident reality star watcher, show watcher. What's going on with Marriage
Boot Camp? I am locked in with Marriage Boot Camp. This season actually is like one of the most popping seasons as far as the show has been concerned. Like a lot of the couples on the other seasons are like washed up or nobody, you know, not relevant anymore.
He don't care about nobody.
Nobody. You ain't Beyonce. No, washed up.
I'm just keeping it real. This season is actually very entertaining. These are people who have been on some of the top shows. Phaedra, your ex is on there. And you know, that's really why I'm watching, so I can come back and start stuff with you. Because I just really feel like, you know, this is the perfect time to get all my questions answered. But, it's really good. And, you know, we did touch on Tone about her saying she's not having sex with the guy. But she went in a little deeper and she was like, my last relationship just really broke me. So.
She said that on it. She said that?
She did.
I told you, broke her.
Tone.
I didn't break her.
You ain't nothing, bro.
Oh my God.
You are terrible. Yes.
Look, first of all, I wouldn't even be on that show because she would have told me when I having sex, that's not happening. That's not the kind of energy I like to deal with in relationships. We not having sex or marriage. Okay.
Oh,
good luck. Good luck with that. it's just for me, I don't feel like it broke her. I feel like that it's just, I'm from Chicago, man. Some stuff just ain't gonna fly with me, man. I ain't going, bro. Like I said, I wouldn't even been on the show. I saw the clip, exactly. You can say something about this. I saw the clip of Tahiri talking to Votto and says that you're the brokest dude I ever dated.
Yeah.
What?
No, that was.
What now? Votto got up, he said, don't ever say that again. Me, I'd have been like, that's not the energy I'm with. I'm off the show.
I gotta go.
You gotta pat your bags.
Yeah.
You can't get that off on me. It's never gonna be the same. After a woman cuts you on your money, you always wonder like, oh, I splurged on this trip for you. But if I'm the brokest dude, maybe you must have flew private.
I watched the show. You have to say why she said that. She said that because he came at her and was like, I feel like you only date dudes to clout chase. And she's like, baby, you ain't got no clout right now. So why, if I'm clout chasing, why am I dating you? You're the brokest guy I've ever dated. And it just
but why you gotta hit me so low? Why you gotta hit me? That's below the belt.
Kiki, you cannot keep sticking up for women when they are wrong.
Wrong.
They are wrong. Jada Pinkett, with the narrative that they gave, is a predator.
Yeah.
Tahiri, saying that is wrong. And the fact that Faber said that I broke her, that's wrong too.
Faber said you was out here treating her like an entanglement, so...
Oh, not an entanglement. Now I may have entangled her. We might have had an entanglement, but I was definitely with some tangling. It was some tangle. It was a lot of tangling. Because that's the type of energy I'm with. If you with my woman, we entangling with each other a lot.
We gonna have some entangles.
We gonna entangle, and I ain't gonna tell.
I'm gonna let y'all have that one. All right, look,
we can go ahead. Let's move on. The NBA players, the NBA season is about to come back up. Everybody's just talking about this billion-dollar bubble. There's been pictures put out about bad food, bad accommodations. Jason Williams actually got mad and was talking about, you know, they seem ungrateful because they're millionaires and they're complaining while the working people are out of jobs. How y'all feeling about this whole NBA bubble, this billion-dollar bubble? Zach, go ahead, jump in there, bro.
Well, initially, I don't even think the NBA is going to complete this whole season. You know what I'm saying? I think they just came out with, like, Russell Westbrook having COVID. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When it starts to hit these stars, it's going to get really real, you know? And, you know, people are already sneaking women into the bubble. They ain't been there 2-3 days. But you got to understand, you got single men. They not going to keep riding rides. You know what I'm saying? Like, they going to ride a ride, all right, but it ain't gonna be the giant drop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, how many speed passes?
These are athletes. And you have to understand, they were just at home for months. So think about all the unlimited, wild sex they was having. Nobody's working. No, everybody working. Ain't nobody got nothing to do. Everything's closed. That's all they was doing. And then you take them to a position where they don't do nothing. It's not going to happen. And the dude from the Houston Rockets, I think he was like the 16th dude on the bench. He got caught doing something. They suspended him. But I also think that was the team sending him out to see what the NBA consequences was going to be. That was like a rookie thing. Like, hey, man, go out there and see what it is. We're going to see you out there. We ain't going to send James Harden out.
We'll pay your fine. We'll pay your fine. Kiki, now how do you feel about this? Now, the players, you think that they're going to be able to go without sex for this 3 months? You think that this whole NBA stuff is going to end up being canceled because the dudes are going to be flying in girls because flights are like Uber rides?
Absolutely. These girls probably lined up outside of Mickey Mouse Towers waiting on, you know, a pass to get in, wherever they at. All of them going to come back with coronavirus. All of them. Now, once the big play, you know, I don't know nothing about no sports. Once the big players start getting coronavirus, like if James come back with, you know, coronavirus, then we all going to be back on lockdown. They going to shut the whole country down again. But they're definitely doing all of this too soon. The NBA is trying to come back too soon. Everybody need to go back, sit down, and figure this out again because this is not going to work.
Spoken like a woman who does not like sports. We need this. We need this. This is good for our well-being. The NBA should be responsible, Zach. They should be responsible and set up a quiet little Airbnb where they already know it's gonna be some chicks there, bro. They got to do it. You know what your players are. You know who they are. And you're gonna say, hey guys, we're gonna put you in a bubble for 3 months and separate you from the world. No sex. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's the NBA player's lifestyle.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Stopping. Because you gotta think about it. What if it's if you have no sex and you have no fans, this is jail ball. At the end of the day, this is a penitentiary basketball game. You ain't got no fans, you ain't got no sex, all men, they gonna be fighting, shanking each other. It's gonna get real.
Yes.
That's
penitentiary hooping.
All right, this is not funny. Now, all jokes aside, this is actually something that in my mind, I feel like the FBI is probably waiting. And then we're going to get this big takedown of this situation that's happening. Wayfair, everybody sitting around, it was like this conspiracy theory. First people were like, nah, that's not true. Then people started searching, like myself, and went on and saw it on Wayfair, that there were cabinets priced at $10,000. Regular-ass cabinets, $10,000. Regular-ass shelves, $10,000. Pillows, $10,000. And what everybody is saying, it is how people are running a sex trade through it's pedophiles, it's underage people that they're selling through Wayfair under these items. How do y'all feel?
You said you're waiting on an FBI takedown, and you think that might happen? I don't think it's gonna happen. And let me tell you
why.
I don't think it's gonna happen because a lot of the judges, police officers, FBI agents, all of them frequent these type of places and sites. All of them are messing with little girls and little boys on the dark web. I actually was a part of a mentoring program where I took a group of girls down to New Orleans and we went with an FBI agent who gave us a tour about the human sex trafficking problem in America. And when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, there are spas that are open and operating every day in New Orleans where you can go in and pick up a menu. And there are different services on the menu, but the services are really different girls. So you can say, you know, you want a massage, but you're really going in there with Maria, or you going in there with Sonia, or it's like so crazy. And what they do is they pick up runaways from up north. They take them down south where they know it, no one. They have no family. They know no one. They change their names. They change their looks. And they work them down there, and then they take the runaways from down south and bring them up north. And the reason that it keeps happening is because all of the judges, not all of them, a lot of judges, a lot of people in power, a lot of politicians all frequent these places. So even when a good cop or a good FBI team does take it down, it comes right back up in a matter of months. It's sick. It's a really sick problem in the country, and it's been going on for a while.
Hey, Kiki. Wow. Mm-hmm. When you say runaways, you talking about slaves?
No, fool. I'm talking about, it's so stupid. This that TSU, see? You better quit playing. But no, I'm talking about like.
You're talking about the runaways. I was like,
talking about.
I was like, where they running from?
Y'all are going to get us canceled. Y'all are going to get us canceled. This is serious though, in a way. And I know Zach, you're trying to like lighten the mood up. So everybody knows Zach is, this is a bit. Zach's playing. He's playing. So for anybody to get, oh, Zach, I can't believe it. Zach's lightening the mood. That's his job on the pod. Okay, so lighten the mood, bro.
He really not that slow, y'all.
He's not that slow, but you got to, it's a bit. It's a bit. Yeah. But the thing of it is that it makes me sad that this is out in plain sight. Mm-hmm. Because Wayfair should be able, and or the feds or the police are like, yo, who ordered that? Mm-hmm. Who's ordering? Who posted that? Because we all know there's no such thing as a $10,000 pillow. I ain't never seen a $10,000 pillow, and I don't think it would be on Wayfair or a shelf or a cabinet or a rug or a picture frame. I was just going through it, and like, this is right here in the open, and I'm waiting to see this pop up on national news. I'm waiting to see this pop up somewhere, some major network picks this up, and nobody has it, which is dumb as hell to me.
No, because a lot of the CEOs, a lot of the heads of the companies all frequent the sites. So, yeah.
I mean, I actually order a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but I order a lot of stuff from Wayfair, and it's never been a person come.
Yeah.
I didn't get $10,000 stuff, though. I did get a $30 chair, and it was just a $30 chair.
I mean, you're going, all right, look, Zach.
You know what? We can't talk about this, Zach.
Zach, I'm getting off of this.
Y'all the ones taking this down. Listen, go ahead, Tom. This is the thing, man. This is the thing. We know sex trafficking is going on. We know it's an issue in this country. And we don't know exactly how it's being done. I know Wayfair did put out a statement and said they fixed the glitch on their computer. Now, a glitch, that I thought that was a weak response to it. You know, I thought that was
super weak.
What you mean a glitch? Like, okay. So all these glitches, you got all these glitches. That's a lot of glitches, man.
With these unique names.
With these unique names. And to be honest, some people said that the names were actually the same names of missing
runaways. Yes.
Missing girls. Mm-hmm. So
that's the whole thing's nasty, man. It's real super nasty. And just so everybody that's watching and anybody, man, make sure you keep your kids close. Make sure you're warning them. But you don't want anybody to be picked up, especially your young girls. Keep an eye on your daughters. Keep an eye on your daughters. Your sons as well, too. So,
yep. Watch what they're doing online. Watch who they're talking to in the Xbox rooms, in the chat rooms, all of that. Because that's where the predators play.
That's where they at. All right. Now we got hate mail. Let's go ahead and get to that. Do we have hate mail, Zach?
No, I don't think we got no hate mail today.
It was on the agenda.
He done brought something up, ain't even on the agenda.
No, it's on the agenda, Zach. It says right there, hate mail.
Well, the hate mail, that was from last week's agenda. Can we table that?
Yes.
Until the next episode, because really, Kiki, check the DMs. That's where I get the hate mail from, DMs. But I definitely didn't say hate mail today.
It's on the agenda. Zach, tweaking, bro.
As he takes another sip, put the drink down. That's why we here now.
I'll tell you something, Tone. Listen. You can keep saying Zach is on the agenda. It's on the agenda. We ain't got no hate mail. You know, you keep saying it. Or you can move on and go to the next thing. We got nothing but love over here on this pod, baby. He trying to get to the hate, baby. I ain't showing nothing but love. Ain't
yes. Nothing but love. Come on, Zach.
How did that get reversed?
I like the way he flipped that.
There you go. I'll flip that.
I like that. I like that.
I don't need focus on the hate, baby. It's all about the love.
He gave you one of them Jada Pinkett answers.
That is. That's one of those Black excellence responses.
Yes. They
say stuff and you just be like, okay. That's it does. Hey, well, we wrapping stuff up there. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Any final words, Zach? Talk to the people, man.
Man, I appreciate y'all checking in. Episode 11. We are going on and on. I don't know what happened with episode 10. So YouTube tripped on us.
It's still there, though. You can still watch it.
Episode 10 is still up. Make sure you check that out. Episode 11 is up now. You're probably watching it as I'm talking. And I want to say thank you. We got some big surprises down the road. You know what I'm saying? We've got some big things down the road that we can't wait to share with you. And we appreciate y'all, for real. And it's a little hot in my house right now. I think it's this tequila.
We got to stop. You can't drink on the pod. All right, Kiki, what's going on?
Nothing, the same old thing, man. Shout out to we got a lot of new followers since episode 10 on the What More podcast page. So shout out to y'all. It was even a couple people arguing in the comments. We are always here for that. So always leave your opinions in the comments. And if there's topics that you guys want us to talk about, go ahead, submit it to us. You know, hit us in the DM. We all check it. So yeah, salute to everybody that's been tuning in and rocking with the pod. We love it.
Yeah, that's right. You already know us three. That's what we do. We pod. Is us three a good English? I don't care. Anyhow, I don't feel like it was. But anyhow, man, again, my thing is, yo, look, we're just trying to get entangled in some things. I'm having a lot of fun. If you send me crazy stuff, I'm going to block your ass. So my block game is real. And see, I went a pod without saying vagina the whole time. I stayed away from it. I did. I wanted to say something.
That's
why didn't you say it?
Shout out to shout out to Maris. He told me that's our new drinking game. How many they drink as many times as you say vagina. So nobody got drunk tonight. Next episode, we need to worry about
keep the vaginas coming, Tone.
I didn't say vagina because when Kiki referred to and you was talking about how old vagina just gets great with age, and I was like, the hell it does.
What?
The hell it does. Hell it does. Vagina gets great with age.
But y'all
yeah,
getting right.
Better. Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Vagina's got a crockpot.
Fall
off the bone. Yeah, no, put some neck bones on the crockpot. Went to church and come back and get to them.
Yeah. It's soggy. It's soggy and stretched out and
Maybe that thing is tender.
Y'all got a prime period between like 28 and like 40, maybe 45.
Now you trying to get the pod canceled. You talking about you blocking people. Get him, y'all. Get him. 40.
Man, he just offended all the ladies in our who watch.
Yes, he did.
That's like at their peak. Right there. And after you reach your peak, you're at the downfall. Look, I'm not at my peak. I'm not ashamed. Do I think that 40 plus Tone Capone is really the same as 20 plus Tone Capone? Hell no. That's why I'm gonna make a woman like me. You like me. I'm not gonna depend on what I'm giving you in the bed. I'm gonna entertain you, make you laugh, and then we're gonna get entangled for a good 7 minutes. And
seven minutes
of pure fun, and we back
pure
to
passion.
Laughing. That's the problem with dudes. That's the problem. Dudes want to live on what they can do for women sexually out past their peak. And then what happens is they leave your ass because you're not funny enough. You got to know your peak. Ain't no vagina getting better after 45. Kiki, I'm sorry. You ain't gonna convince me that vagina becomes this. It's like a vintage champagne after 50. What? Yep. Never. Mm. Never. Mm-hmm. Never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Tom.
I ain't gotta say nothing. I'm gonna let them get you.
Okay. I don't know. All right. So
we definitely gonna have some hate mail next episode.
Most definitely.
For sure.
For sure. I'll explain it again. Peaks. We all have them. We have to learn how to live within our peaks. And that's it. You know,
what if you keep it together? Keep it tight. Like, I hate talk about people mama, but her mama fine. Jada Pinkett Smith mama.
Oh, mama is fine.
Yeah,
mama's fine.
So do you think Jada Pinkett's mama is better now or when she was younger?
Man, them years of experience. Do you understand how much time that she's been? She can do some things for you. She can do some things.
Experience is overrated.
They don't even do that no more. They don't even make women that do what she do no more. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them, Zach.
She'll grab an old cotton sheet. You don't know what she do. You know, them old folks, she used to wash clothes with that wooden board. You don't know what she'll do to you.
she could be practicing bad habits for all of them years.
Man, she been raised on cod liver oil. Her immune system high. Well, you know what.
All right, we're not gonna end the pod on vagina talk. That's we're not going there. Guys, we appreciate you. Seriously, seriously, it's so many of you guys that have been coming on board and watching it and talking about it and sharing it and subscribing to it. We really appreciate you. You already know, man, if this is the first time you watch it, welcome. We want you to watch more. If it's your last time watching, well, sorry, you got to go, man. And if you want to just keep rocking with us, hey, man, we're going to be here. We ain't going nowhere for a while. We're going to keep doing this. So that being said, that'll do it for episode 11. We will talk to y'all next week.
Peace. Yeah.